started a new chapter, Babul Amri bi Ada'il Amanati, the chapter on the command of fulfilling trust. And then we explained that this quality of trust is such an important thing. And amanat is something that only doesn't only have to do with goods. Amanat is a very broad spectrum thing. It has got to do with a person's loyalty and faithfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how loyal is he to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is he fulfilling that amanat that Allah ta'ala has granted him of iman? How loyal is he to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is he fulfilling the loyalty of bringing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive in his life? How loyal is he to Quran Sharif? Is he obeying the commands that are instructed in the Quran? And he's staying away from those things that the Quran is asking him to stay away from? Is he loyal to Quran Sharif in terms of tilawat of Quran Sharif? Or is the person, all of us this refers to, are we loyal to Allah, are we loyal to the all the commands that Allah Ta'ala has given in terms of salah, in terms of zakat, in terms of person performing his hajj? So all these things now come under amanat. And then one section of amanat is trust, where a person is now entrusted with something of somebody else. Is he fulfilling the trust of someone else? Somebody may have told him something in confidence. Is he upholding that confidence? Or is he seeing somebody else and he say, it is a chance for us to get into a juicy conversation. Let me tell him what that person said. I'll tell him, but don't tell anybody else. Person, now, is that really amanat? Amanat, if somebody tells you something in confidence, he tells you something alone, he doesn't tell it to you in public. Now, by all means, you're supposed to be holding that back. It doesn't matter who it is. It can be even your wife. It can be your best friend. But if somebody told you, don't mention it to anybody, that is an amanat that a person has to hold and keep with you. So you see how far amanat is reaching. It's not only just keeping somebody's article or item, but it has to do with iman, it has to do with faith, it has to do with the tenets of faith, it has to do with the actions of keeping people's assets, of protecting, keeping a person's word. Somebody makes mashura with us. Now the details of that mashura, something that is really very close. On one occasion, the neighbor of Hazrat Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali, he came to make mashura with Hazrat Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali. And it was at a time when Mawlana Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali needed to buy one house. And this neighbor was selling his house. And it would have been the most ideal place for him to buy that house that he was looking for, next to the one that he was currently residing in. But the neighbor came to make mashura with him. And what mashura the neighbor came to make with him is that I'm moving into another town. I got a job somewhere else. And I want to know, should I sell my house and take up the job that somewhere else that I've got? Should I do it this way? What should I do? In other words, the mashura was with regards to the sale of the house. And what Amir Rahmatullah needed to buy a house also. So can you see something known as conflict of interest? That I got an interest in the house and the man is making mashura as far as his house is concerned. But look at the mashura that Hazrat Mawtanvi Rahmatullah gives. He tells this person, don't sell your house. Don't sell your house. Although it was in his interest to buy that house, he tells him, don't buy your house. In case that job you take in the town that you're going to, you don't like it, and you want to come back here, at least you'll have a place to stay. Your house will still be here. So first go and see whether you like the job, you feel like settling down there, everything is okay, then you can take the decision of selling this house. And that is what you call real amanatdar. Although I got an interest in something, I act in the interest of my brother. I put his interest before my own interest. This is what you call true amanatdari. Anyway, today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ayatul munafiqi thalathun, idha haddatha kathaba, wa idha wa'ada akhlafa, wa idha tumina khana, muttafaqun alayh. Wa fi riwayatin, وَإِنْ صَامَ وَصَلَّى وَزَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three signs of a hypocrite. When he speaks, he lies. The first sign of a hypocrite is when he speaks, he lies. Now this is something that is so common. That a person is in such an adat of lying, that lies come out so easily that he doesn't think anything, he doesn't feel hurt about it that I spoke a lie. Such a serious thing. That I spoke a lie, the stench that has come out of my mouth has even chased away the malaika because of this lie I have spoken. But he thinks nothing. So easily he sells it and he tries to market his product. It is the best product in town. This is the best quality. And he starts speaking about sometimes even with the weight of it is wrong. Sometimes the quality is wrong. But the person just to market his goods, he's saying so many things. Whereas in his heart he knows what he's saying is not right. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying this is the first sign that a person is a hypocrite. That what he's saying is lies. He knows it's lies also and he's saying it. And the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. When this person makes a promise, he goes against his promise. that he promises that I'll deliver on a certain date, I'll make payment on a certain date, or I will fulfill that service that I was supposed to provide on a certain date, whether it's, for example, a plumbing service, electrical service, whatever service it was, accounting service, engineering service, architectural service, whatever service it may have been, he promised to fulfill it on a certain date, but deliberately this person goes against it. All I've said is one exception to this is where a person promises and he has the intention to deliver, whether it's payment, whether it's a service, whether it's goods, whatever it is, he has in his heart at the time of promising, he has in his heart to deliver, then Allah Ta'ala will excuse such a person if he fails to deliver due to extenuating circumstances. Why? Because he had in his heart that I should be delivering. So this having in his heart is something that is very important. Day after, a person should approach the person that he is supposed to deliver the service or goods to, or the amount to, and explain to that person, so that that person also understands where this person is coming from. And the last thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ, when a person is placed in a position of trust, he betrays his trust. Yesterday I was thinking about this. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ كَذَبَ, that when a person is put in a position of trust, then he speaks lies. Why he says khana? When he talks about, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about speech, then he talks about lies. But when he talks about amanat dari, when a person is given, put in a position of trust, then he deceives. Because when a person is put in a position of trust, now the easiest thing for him to do is he doesn't need to speak. Because now he's already got the trust with him, he's put in a position of trust. All he needs to do, he doesn't need to speak, so that lies. Look at the beauty of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he just needs to deceive. That he can put his way here, if he's sharp, he can say, I put the money here. Profit, I can change it to some other thing, he can call an expense, he can give it another expense name. The poor person who's in money, he's in trust, that person doesn't know, he'll trust this man what he says. Sometimes it's high accounting words that are used, sometimes it's high accounting entries that are put, that the average man doesn't understand. And when he's getting his money back, he thinks, this is really what this person made for me. Or when the person is entrusted with a position of working, for example, in employment, now there all he needs to do is just deceive and get his way around. The boss won't know. If he's the treasurer, the boss won't really know how he deceived. So the person who's put in the position doesn't need to speak much. He just needs to work his way around and make a plan here, make a plan there. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when he's put in a position of trust, khana, he deceives. Because this now is the tamasha of the person that is in the position of trust. He just deceives. And how many people, and so often recently we're hearing of so many cases, so many people are complaining that they have been deceived by people that they really trusted. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sounding a very, very great warning that ayatul munafiqi thalathun, that the sign of a munafiq are three. The first is when he speaks, or when this person speaks, then he speaks lies. When he promises, he goes against his promise. And when he's put in a position of trust, this person goes against his trust, and this person deceives, and he makes a plan here, makes a plan there, and so many people get deceived in the run, and so many people lose out. It happens. Or even if it is one person that is losing out 1 cent, not important. The fact that a person is put in the position of trust, he should try and be 100% honest as far as that trust is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.